country. It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Flight delayed in New Zealand by a penguin on the runway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, we've all used the dictionary, I'm sure, in our day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helpful. And now we just, you know, type it in online and
sure.
Pull up the definition of things. But wouldn't it be kind of cool if we had a more real, like they did do the Urban Dictionary, which I think was very useful for a lot of slang words.
Sure. Mm.
But what if there was a male dictionary and a female dictionary?
Oh, wow.
So that then we understood things better.
So you could understand, you know, the other side if you didn't understand something. Huh.
Like
I think
example,
they call that the internet.
Vulnerable.
Right.
Vulnerable. What does that mean to a man, to be vulnerable?
The ability to cry?
No. From the male dictionary, it is like playing hockey without a cup. Like, that's vulnerable.
Okay, I got you.
Okay?
I mean, that's accurate.
For a female, it would be fully opening up oneself emotionally to another.
This is a good dictionary. This is
it makes sense, right?
This is well explained, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Also, hockey without a cup, reckless. I'm just letting you
very know. Reckless. Vulnerable for sure, but reckless, yeah. How about commitment, Jay?
Commitment, yeah. Boy, for a man, it means... grilling the steak rare?
That's commitment.
I don't know.
You're commitment, Jay.
Committing to full, rare meat?
That is full commitment. Yeah, grilling rare meat. I'm fine with that definition.
I don't know.
Of course, a female, it's like a desire to get married and raise a family same person for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For a guy, it might be grilling meat. It could be trying not to look at other women. While you're out with this one.
Trying not to, yeah.
It's all about effort, you know?
Yeah.
How about communication? Communication, communication
that's
is key
one.
For a relationship. But the problem is, a guy's idea of communication and a girl's idea of communication could be very different.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not understanding what she wants out of communication. That could be a problem.
For a guy, it could be, screaming at a sporting event.
That's communication.
Right, yeah.
Even though they can't hear you.
Correct, yeah.
How about leaving a note for her about what you need for your fishing trip?
Yeah, that's communication.
That's communication.
Yeah, for a woman.
Hey,
oh
baby.
Oh, my God, here we go again. I can't handle you. You're so complicated. Like, no. All you have to do is give me a hug.
Give me a hug.
For women, it would be more like the open sharing of thoughts and feelings with one's partner.
Potato, potato.
How about this one, Steve? Flatulence.
Boy.
Like cooking, right?
That thing you use to flip eggs.
Would describe flatulence as an embarrassing byproduct of indigestion.
Yeah.
That's a mature way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
For a man, we would say something more like it's a source of entertainment, self-expression, and male bonding.
Mm. Gotcha.
I mean, again, accurate.
There it is. The man and woman definitions, how they're different. We need dictionaries for this.
Are you going to create this thing?
I'm thinking of it. It's kind of been my little side project.
You would only have to do half a dozen words a day?
What's the goal, like 1,000?
I mean, I don't know that you have to have a goal necessarily. Just like whatever words you feel like are really, really... like separating the genders. You're like, man, I don't know. There's a lot of confusion over this particular word. I better put definitions together. So far, you've done well.
I want to see how many words are in the dictionary.
Oh, geez.
I want to kind of compete. Oh, Oxford Dictionary has 273,000 words.
Huh.
That's a lot.
I think you could cut that down.
However, 47,000 of those are obsolete words.
There you go. You know what? Just use the words that you use because you're a pretty everyday kind of guy.
That's true.
You're just
like regular.
You're
regular. You're just a, story number two.
Just a regular guy.
Regular.
I can't even say it. Regular. How do you do that?
Regular.
Regular.
Regular. Regular?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all there is to it, Steve. That's all you need to do.
Yeah. Regular.
No, not. You said it wrong.
Did I do it wrong?
Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah, you're putting too much of a U in there. Regular.
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 Regular. Regular.
Yeah.
Regular.
Regular.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
One of Italy's most famous cities. Can you name famous cities?
I don't know any cities in Italy.
You know Rome.
I know.
I think you know that one, right?
Heard of it.
It's not Rome.
Venice, right?
Can you guess another one?
Venice?
Venice, Italy? Yeah, that's correct, Jay. I've heard of that.
I know another one.
Steve, you seem like a world traveler. What's another one you know, Jay?
I was going to say Florence.
Oh, Florence, yeah, Italy. Yeah. Oh, that's where I always hear Gonzaga students. That's if they travel abroad.
To Florence, yeah.
They study abroad. That's where they go, is mm-hmm. to Florence. Mm-hmm. I've seen
also
that.
Put that. You better put that in your dictionary. I know it's not a word, but it's more of a phrase, study abroad. I think there's some miscommunication there.
Two different things.
Naples.
How about Milan?
Oh, of course. Yeah, Milan, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're considering a very controversial idea. In the downtown area, they say that it's too much noise, too many crowds.
Mm.
And so they say they're going to shut something down so that people will not be outdoors and enjoying themselves after 11 p.m.
Shut something down?
Yep. Mm. What are they going to shut down that will make the city?
Yeah, bars?
And so, CJ, I would think drinking, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I was going to say.
Drinking, no.
Oh, okay. So not like they're going to eliminate the sidewalks and roll them up or something.
No, they want to balance socializing and fun with the peace and quiet of our residents. So that's why they're now looking at, they started at 11. I think they're going to settle on midnight where they will no longer allow the sale of ice cream or pizza.
Do they sell? Do they have like vendors or something?
I guess so, Jay. There's okay. a lot of ice cream places. Gelato.
Ooh, gelato.
Oh, yeah.
Gelato. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a gelato noise. You know what I'm saying?
It's It's a gelato noise, and it's keeping me up. And so they're going to just stop selling it. And they
so
say
the fun
they think
police have
make,
decided to ban the
yeah,
sale of pizza and gelato. Okay.
It'll keep it down after midnight.
Now, if you
which
live,
I'm sure that's true. If they don't have pizza and
ice cream,
they're probably not going to hang out on the street very long.
Well, unless there's alcohol.
The alcohol, though, inside only.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, that's
see,
good. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Then the you come outside. That's then, the that's where they're having issues.
I got it.
What about like meat on a stick and tacos and stuff like that?
Steve, I don't know if they serve that there, but you're right. Like if you go downtown Spokane, and I'm sure you have. You're a young, vibrant man, and you've probably been down to the Bermuda Triangle, as it's called.
Oh, wow.
And you've probably been down there.
It's a vibrant man.
And they have,
man.
Like, they have the food trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if those were shut down.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. It's kind of a bummer. I didn't realize Steve was vibrant. I've heard him described many ways.
He's not only devastatingly handsome, he's darling. A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve, you thing you.
Huh? That's him.
Man.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come here, Skeeter.
Kevin James.
Not to mention, it's all over your awesome shirt.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I forgot to ask Steve the category today. Steve, what is the category?
Wait, are we playing already?
I know. I just am curious.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Okay, because I just saw on TV that it was take your child to work day.
It is?
Yeah, and I'm like, Kevin,
what?
We missed that opportunity. Can you imagine saying to our grown children, hey, you feel like getting up around 5 and coming on in to work with us?
It would have been fun to bring my granddaughter.
It would have been fun for a while.
She'd be pretty good. I mean, at some point, we'd have to probably give her an iPad or something.
It's not too late. She can still come in.
Good point. Good point.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story time, Kevin.
Oreo is teaming up with a popular candy to create its latest Oreo flavor.
Okay. So it's actually a cookie?
Yep, an Oreo cookie.
All right, so Oreo and...
And they're teaming up with what popular candy? What candy would you maybe like to see in an Oreo?
What
Steve,
if they
I
had
know
a,
you like Kit Kats,
what
right?
What if they had an Oreo circus peanut? Like the middle was the circus peanut. Now, that's going to be a love-hate relationship because, you know, not everybody likes circus peanuts, but...
Yeah, are Peeps in the middle?
Do they have that? Why do I feel like they did that?
They should have.
They should have done that.
Shark Tank, here we come.
Yeah.
Come look on, it up. Man. See, Oreo Peep.
I mean, that would be kind
of... Oh, yeah,
oh, they do? Okay, that
Peeps,
makes...
Oreo, there's, of course they do.
I was like, there's no way we just thought of that.
Yeah, the frosting inside is the Peep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's just too easy.
Right. Ooh, how about a Twinkie Oreo? Wait, you said candy, though. That doesn't count as candy.
Piece of candy. Piece of candy.
Piece of candy.
Oreo
ooh,
Kit piece of candy. Kat. I'm seeing if they have that.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Of course they do.
Do they really?
No, actually, it doesn't look like they do.
Okay. Well, you've just come up with one of the ideas. Nice job.
Uh-huh. But the one that you're going to be getting and being able to try starting May 6th.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy.
Something I think is a great candy, but I'm having trouble trying to get this, wrap my head around it.
Okay.
Sour Patch Kids Oreos. Oh. Yesterday, Oreos announced that the gummy-inspired treat, which will be looking like a regular golden Oreo.
I was going to say, it better be the golden one and not the chocolate one, because, man, that's a weird combo.
But they will actually have sour flavor and colorful inclusions. Hmm. The cookie sandwich and the cream filling will have more more sour sugar flavors.
That is hard to say.
Sour sugar,
Sour sugar.
Sour sugar.
By the seashore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An online presale happened yesterday.
Is it chewy?
To get the special cookies.
Is it chewy in the middle? Did you say?
I don't know. I mean, it is gummy inspired, but it sounds like the regular.
It's still filling. It's still filling, the cream filling. Yeah.
Well, the cream filling has more sour sugar.
Ooh, you did it there.
And so, yeah, I think it's the regular filling with just the sour flavor.
I feel like that's better, because if it was chewy with the cookie, that would be, that's a no-go, I think.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No. Huh.
I do love sour candies, so I wonder if this, I'm curious. I will try it. They hit grocery shelves on May 6th is when you can see it.
Oh, okay.
Right. Unless they're already out there. You know, last time I did a story about Dr. Pepper, and I was talking about the coconut Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Right. And then everybody in the world
was like, it's already here, Kevin, and we just got it at Walmart.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Would you have a Oreo Sour Patch shake? Like a milkshake?
Oh, I see, because they already have the Oreos.
I don't want a shake, but I would like it as a, what do they call it, like a Blizzard.
It's a Blizzard,
I
think they might already have that. I just don't know if they have it comboed. Like, they have probably the Sour Patch Blizzard, and I know they have the Oreo. I feel like
I don't know if they've put them together, but they might now.
Yeah, would you combine the two?
I mean, I'm willing to try it.
Yeah?
Why don't you call them up and see if they can get us a couple?
All right.
I'm sure they're open.
Got them on speed dial.
Do you have a favorite flavor of, like, Blizzard or McFlurry? Whatever the drink, you know what I'm saying. Not the drink, but the ice cream... Magic? I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, a Blizzard is just—it's a treat of its own. It's ice cream treat, Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you like those? Do you have a favorite flavor?
Oh yeah. I would say Oreo, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Keeping it basic. Nothing wrong with that.
Easy.
No, that is. That's like one of the originals.
What did you think Mr. Cheese Pizza was going to say over there?
I should have known. Yeah, good point.
Oreo is adventurous.
Yeah, that is. That is really crazy wacky.
It's more more intense than your like vanilla or chocolate or
whatever. It's out there, man. There's people.
Imagine
who are just...
if you went to Dairy Queen and ordered a vanilla Blizzard.
Done it.
They're like,
and they'd be like, "What do you want in it?"
Done it.
Nothing.
They're like, "Well, we have."
So you just want ice cream?
We have brownie batter, cotton candy, a frosted animal cookie, peanut butter. We have peach cobbler. We have the ultimate cookie. chocolate chip, turtle pecan, cocoa brownie, M&M, Butterfinger, Reese's, Oreo, Heath, and Snickers. What can I get for you? Oh, we also have the Royal Reese's and the Royal New York Cheesecake. What would you like?
Vanilla? You know what I would hope would happen, Steve, if you ordered
they
a vanilla
They would pass
one?
Out?
They would slap
When they
me
do
in
the
face?
Thing where they hold the cup and then they tip it upside down to show you that it's all
right,
firm or whatever they're trying to show us.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just hope when they tip the vanilla one up that it just dumps on the floor and they go, that's what you deserve.
Jay and Kevin show, Jay Daniels.
Actually, on my way to the gym right now.
Very good. Is it leg day? What are we doing? Push pull? What do we got?
Actually, no. Upper body day. So arms, chest, that thing. Leg day was Monday.
Kevin James.
Nice. How much are you benching, bro?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just sitting at Jack in the Box waiting on my food.
What are we having?
Ultimate breakfast.
Oh, yeah, such a good choice.
It's a great choice. I mean, it's the ultimate.
I remember a couple weeks ago you guys were talking with Steve because he's never gotten into Jack in the Box before. And to me, ultimate breakfast sandwiches can't go wrong.
Oh, it's named appropriately, I feel like.
Yeah, we sampled some Jack in the Box the other day, and was that what we got?
Sure. Yeah, let's say it was. Yeah,
okay. I don't remember.
All right, Chris, let's play a little Beat the Show here, brought to you by Dutch Bros. $15 at Dutch Bros is at stake here. The category is cappuccino, right, Kevin? Is that what it was?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, cappuccino. Is that what you said, Steve?
No.
No?
Well, I might have said it accidentally.
Oh, no. What is it?
Al Pacino.
Oh, Al Pacino. Yeah. You know, one man's Pacino. All right, Al Pacino's the category. Chris, who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Is that a thing?
Let's go with Kevin.
All right, Kevin, see you later. When you're out there, grab some coffee or some Al Pacino while you're out there.
Yeah, he just sat down, too.
I know, sad.
One of my favorite things to put on a pizza.
Al Pacino? Oh, those are good. Those are good. The yellow ones? Oh, man. All right, let's see how we do here, Chris. 7 questions, 60 seconds pass. If you get stuck, we'll try to get back to it, okay?
All right, let's go for it.
All right.
All righty. Here we go. What East Coast state was Al Pacino born in?
New Jersey.
Al has been nominated for 19 Golden Globes and won 4 of them. Is that true or false?
True.
Al is 84 years old. What year was he born in?
Oh.
So that would be 1940?
Al was in Godfather, which was directed by Francis Ford Coppola, who is the uncle of what famous actor?
Pass.
Al starred in Scent of a Woman. How many minutes is that movie? We could do closest to.
That's 65 minutes.
Al was in the movie Ocean's 13. Name another famous actor in that movie. Ocean's 13.
Brad Pitt.
Al was in the movie Scarface. What year did that movie come out?
78.
All right, and
famous
actor,
uncle, yeah,
with the uncle Francis Ford Coppola.
I'm good. I have no clue. Joe Pesci. I don't know.
Kevin. All right, we'll see. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's an actor. So
yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, we'll see how we do here. Kevin's meandering back in now. Looks like he has a cup of. Oh, you did get a cappuccino. That's awesome. So that should actually help his thought process here.
Yeah, you know, people don't say meandering enough.
They don't, especially when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Kevin, 60 seconds, 7 questions, all about cappuccino, which is perfect because we're playing for Dutch Bros. Here we go.
All right, here we go, Kevin. What East Coast state was Al Pacino born in?
New York.
Al has been nominated for 19 Golden Globes and won 4 of them. True or false?
Oh, I knew that was coming. True.
Al is 84 years old. What year was he born?
Let's
math, man.
That would probably be 1934?
L was in the...
Not done yet.
Oh, okay.
44.
L was in The Godfather, which was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Who is the uncle of what famous actor?
Who is the uncle of what famous actor?
Francis Ford Coppola. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Francis Ford Coppola, who is the uncle of what famous actor? No, I still said it wrong.
So who is Francis' nephew?
Yes.
Or niece. Actor. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'll
give him another one.
All right, yeah. Al starred in Scent of a Woman. How many minutes is that movie? Closest to.
Breathing it in, The Scent of a Woman. That is 121 minutes. I remember it well.
All right. That's probably enough. Let's see how we do here.
It was only five, but all right.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm aware of how many it was. Yeah. He got what he got.
Yeah.
Well, although I will say you kind of did.
Some was on me. Some was on him.
I think that's fair, Kevin. Yeah.
Team game.
I'll admit my faults.
Yeah.
What East Coast state was Al Pacino born in?
We had a New Jersey and a New York.
And it was New York.
Oh, dang it. Lucky. Sorry, Chris. 1-0 in favor of Kevin.
Has been nominated for 19 Golden Globes and won 4 of them. True or false?
Both trues is what was answered on that.
Both correct?
I mean, it's very specific. 19 nominations and 4 wins.
Yeah, well, I was
If that was false, you would deserve to be punished.
I was thinking about doing it, but I decided after getting yelled at the last time I shouldn't mess with it.
Like, if you would have said... 18 nominations and 4 victories, and it's like, no, it was 19. Yeah, that's you can't do that.
Okay. I'm keeping that in the memory bank.
Thank you.
Al is 84 years old. What year was he born?
Kevin, bad math.
I got there eventually.
Yeah, well, no you didn't, though. No, you said 44.
1940.
Oh, God, 84. Yeah, sorry, I did the... Right. I was just getting to 80.
Yeah, no, I knew what you were doing in your head.
Oh, whoops.
Right, 2-2.
Al was in The Godfather, which was directed by Francis Ford Coppola, who is the uncle of what famous actor?
Kevin said Bradley Cooper. Chris came back to it. And Chris, what did you say again? You said Joe Pesci.
I said Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci.
Does he get a funny point for that?
I mean, you know, why not? Yeah.
Nick Cage.
Oh, wow. Who knew? Well, nobody knew, apparently, because I think Nick Cage knows.
Yeah. I had heard of that before.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have got it right, but.
Right, you know, but you heard.
Al starred in Scent of a Woman. How many minutes is that movie?
I think Chris said 65 and Kevin said 121 because he remembered the exact length of it.
Yeah, 156.
Oh, wow, that's long. Kevin,
I always
1 point.
Stopped it at 121.
That's right, because, you know, you're exhausted after 2 hours. 3-2 in favor of Kevin.
Al was in the movie Ocean's 13. Name another famous actor in the movie.
Chris said Brad Pitt. Kevin didn't get to it.
Wow. Yeah. Too much meandering.
3-3.
George Clooney, Matt Damon, Andy Garcia.
Sure.
And,
you know, Casey et cetera, Apple, et cetera.
Et cetera. Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Al was in the movie Scarface. What year did that movie come out?
78 is what Chris said.
Just a bit outside, 1983.
Dang it. It's a tie, but I'm going to give him the win anyway just because I feel like it. So let's sign him up for some Dutch Bros. Chris, hang on 1 second. We'll get you $15 to Dutch Bros. How's your food? Did you eat it yet?
No, not yet. Just got home with it.
Oh, you're taking it home. I see. Are you on the way?
I took it home, yeah. That's a good thing about Jackbox. You can go to the drive-thru on the way home.
Oh, nice. Are you on the way home from... Now I'm getting personal. Are you on the way home from work or are you just...
Yeah, I'm a night owl.
Okay, I got you. All right, very good. Wow, what a great way to end the day. That is fantastic. All right, hold on for a second, Chris. We'll get you $15 to Dutch Bros.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why do we let him talk?
Kevin James.
Steve is taking part in Make Fun of Me Monday. Good job, Steve.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin, what do you have? What is happening? What'd you do?
Secret sound coming up.
Okay, that doesn't work.
That's a good cover-up.
It was all planned.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, my headphones came unplugged, and then I bashed myself right in my glasses microphone. I've officially started wearing my glasses all the time. It's very sad. But I need to get new ones because I can't read my phone with these on. I need these to see far away. When it's up close, it makes me feel weird.
Yeah, you're doing the slide them to the top of your head thing.
I'm doing the opposite of reading glasses.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so it's very weird.
Mm. Welcome to the club, Kevin.
I need to go get some real glasses. It's on the agenda.
I don't know. Your glasses, I think, make you handsome, Kevin. You're a handsome man.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, thanks, Jay. That's very nice of you to say. Mm-hmm. Am I not handsome without them?
No, you are, but it just, you know, sometimes it's just glasses have a certain ability to enhance what's already there.
I've always liked glasses, and so that gives me pleasure to hear that, Jay. Thank you.
I would like to speak on behalf of all glasses like you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even when I have to bend them to
fit
around
fine.
My head?
It's fine. No, that's not your fault. No,
good,
it's...
Good, good. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, wow. It never happened before.
100% is the stat of the day. 100% of people think this is absolutely stupid.
Okay, I can't wait.
This may be a stat just for me, but 100% of people think this is stupid, and that is, I started doing grocery delivery a while ago. Because my granddaughter got me a great gift over Christmas break where she put Walmart Plus in my shopping cart, and I didn't realize it, and I bought it. But it was half price or whatever. It was a really good deal.
Congrats.
And so then you have...
That's free delivery then after a certain amount of money spent, or just, bless you?
$30.
Okay. Well, that's... Bless you.
Stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jay, I believe it's just a $30 order.
Well, $30, that's like, you know, a six-pack.
So right. I mean, and they deliver it for you, right?
Yeah.
But I also do the thing where I'm like, well, I'm not going to make them drive here if I don't, order a little bit. So I try to order quite a bit of stuff. Well, when they first started doing the grocery delivery, there's the first time they bring them, you feel kind of bad. You're like, geez, am I so lazy that I can't go pick them up?
You know what's wrong with us, America?
Absolutely. 100% I am. And then I started getting used to it.
Nice
and I
was argument.
Like, no, it really is. Yeah. It really is great. So when I first did it, I was like, kudos Walmart for figuring out paper bags. Paper bags for years have been known to do what?
Well, I mean, they rip through or whatever.
They rip apart. Mm-hmm. You grab them by the handles, you're carrying them, they rip.
Yeah.
They're just the worst. Absolute worst. And they somehow had like a double handle taped.
Is this the one that looks like cords?
Glued. Some of them had the cords, but then other ones were the paper handles, but they were like doubled up and reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, I get those big... waters, like the sparkling waters.
I know what
and
you're
the big ones,
about,
the 33. And they'd put like eight of them in a bag. And I'm like,
those things are heavy, too.
There's
yeah.
no way. There's yeah. no way that can
rip
hold.
Out, yeah.
And it would hold perfectly.
Huh.
And I thought, well, that's great because the delivery driver has to carry them from the car to your door.
Last thing he needs or she needs is something ripping out and then there's groceries everywhere. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, 100% of me is furious with them now.
100%.
To the point where I may stop doing it because I feel so bad for the delivery people. Because
they rip out all the time?
Jade, they just went back to the cheapest, worst bags. And they are, like, you'll go out to get your groceries and all the bags are just ripped open.
Well, that's absolutely dumb. Can't you call and complain?
Yes, I'm gonna. And so the other day, I caught the driver while he was there. And he was he was trying very hard to get them all there without ripping them.
That's terrible.
And he's like, dude, I go, this is the worst, man. I go, why did they go to these bags? He goes, I don't know. They had some good ones up at the one Walmart, so I went up there and stole a bunch of them.
Oh, wow.
For delivery, because he delivers from all the different stores.
Yeah, I got you.
And I was like, yeah? And he goes, it is. What happens then, everybody gets mad because they're groceries. He
goes, of course.
Sometimes I have to go up three flights of stairs.
Oh, man.
And I've dropped stuff and it breaks. And he's like, it's the worst.
That's ridiculous.
And he goes, then guess what people do? They get upset that my delivery was bad.
Yeah.
So they go in and they take my tip away.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's not your fault the bag's ripped. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
I know.
Is he supposed to collect all the stuff and stack it up at your door then?
Yeah, I don't. It's just.
Probably.
It's a really stupid thing. Why are we not using some sort of reusable. Like, I would pay for the reusable bags.
But then you would just have it all the time. And what are you saying? You would leave the reusables outside and they would drop off?
I don't
and
know, JC.
Or...
I'm trying to figure that process out. Yeah. Like, how did they used to do it with the Pop Shop Pop?
Pop Shop Pop?
They would bring you the Pop Shop Pop. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Probably plastic, right?
No. They were glass bottles and they came.
No. But when they put the. What? I'm confused. What's
so
the
they would deliver
pop
to your house.
I don't know this.
And it would be in a big crate and they would deliver the pop to your house.
No way.
You would drink all the pop and then you take the empty bottles and the crate back to them. So in theory, I could just say, here, Walmart, here are the bags I've been using.
That would never happen.
Why not?
I mean, people would just wouldn't do it. You might do it, but I think most people would just be like, gosh, I'm not bringing them back. Or, I forgot.
So it's like old-timey milk delivery.
Yeah, that's what I think the Pop
Shop
thank
you.
Pop was.
Pop
yeah.
Shop was just like milk delivery. Thank you, Steve.
I
milk
thought you
is
were
a better example.
You could just you could take the bags and like on delivery day, you could leave the bags that he brought last
time.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
At the door, but then someone's stealing those.
And if they steal them, so be it, I guess,
yeah, that's
right?
That's on them,
we,
I guess.
We try again.
Yeah.
But if you know... There has to be a better way. That's all I'm thinking. You're going to ruin this grocery delivery thing. Like, I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, it's called
because
plastic.
I don't think it's fair. What kind of monster are you? The Big 99.9.